Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders and Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net, the streams are our signal 24/7, 365. The Reaganites is our topic today. We have two members, Paul Andrico and Sharon Bynum. They're with us today, and we're going to find out all about what the Reaganites is all about. But before we do that, we need to find out who we're talking to. So, how about you, Sharon? Tell us a little bit about you.
My husband Frank and I moved down here from Charlotte. We're some of those famous people who do that.
Some of the smart people that do that.
Yeah, right. It absolutely has been a smart move. In 2007, we immediately tried to find Republicans, a Republican Party organization to join. That took some work. That's why we would love to have Republican-Democrat signage with the voter registration. And so we joined that party and have been involved with the conservatives ever since. In Charlotte, we were very involved in the party, and I was on the school board there for 10 years.
Oh, were you? Oh, my gosh. I bet you there's a whole other show.
it was quite an experience, but I really loved it. I really loved it and missed it when it was over.
And up there in North Carolina, your budget comes from the county, from the county commissioners?
County and state.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Woo. So you have to get up there and argue for it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was always that little tension between the county and the school board.
All right. Paul, tell us a little bit about the legendary Paul Andrico.
Well, this is probably my third or fourth time being on here. But we were originally from Chicago, moved to Texas, and we've been here since 2001 in beautiful state of South Carolina. And it's been my home, and I love it here, and I was thinking one day, somebody said, how did you get involved in politics in South Carolina? I said, it was easy. A builder wanted to build some ungodly development behind my house, and I got involved in the city politics, how to fight them, you know, working with Maxine Gill. That's a name out of the past.
There you go. I remember Maxine very well.
And that's how I got involved, and after that, I joined the Republican Party, worked with the city, and ever since then, you know, I've been involved in what's going on in local York County politics.
You know, the key is getting involved. Really, I don't care about your political flavor. The idea is to get involved. Everybody's going to have a different approach, and that's what makes things work. We just had here 2 days ago Dr. Jim Rex, who was our former state school superintendent.
Yes.
As he points out, the last Democrat to hold a statewide office. And he's been very involved with the creation of a third party, which is now called the Alliance Party. And he is the national chairman. And he's trying to, I got exactly what he's saying. You know, I want to see if we can offer an alternative so people don't have just two to pick from. They have three, but that's a whole other story. It was a good show. You ought to go listen to it. Okay. Sorry. So tell me about the Reaganites. Okay. I know is who it's named for.
Yeah. Well, you know, a few we started it in July of 2018, and basically the Reaganites got involved and people needed a conservative voice. And the other group I was involved in with GPS was kind of sitting on the sideline, and I was asked to, hey, we need a conservative voice in the county. And so Ashley Christie Cox, Larry Bird, and Ralph Norman kind of pushed me into starting up a group. And all of a sudden, I decided, well, we need a name, go with Reagan. And Reaganites was the name we came up with. And our main goal is to counter liberals and progressives and you know, work with conservative candidates to get them elected and to find issues in the county that we could stand up for. So that's one of our main goals.
So you're more interested in the local issues versus the national issues?
Yes. You know, I mean, you know, we support our congressman, Ralph Norman, of course.
Right.
But we're just a little piece of the action. So we do a lot with the county council. Actually, five of the county council members are Reaganites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
and,
that.
Actually, our congressman is a Reaganite. We have a state senator that's a Reaganite. And we have three of the state legislators that are Reaganites. So, and so we do a lot of in working with our state legislators and county officials. And, you know, and they know just because they're a Reaganite doesn't mean that if they stray off the path of conservatism, that we're going to get on them. Yeah, and I think it's important. You know, just because they give us a check every year doesn't mean that they're free of getting attacked. Because, you know, so anyways, but that's what we do.
Well, give me an example of an issue here locally that you all got involved with. Let me give you an example. It was about a year ago, 2 years ago, when the York County decided to buy 2,000 acres of green space out there along the Catawba River. And me personally, I thought it was a great move. I was glad to see them do it. Is that something you would get involved with?
Yeah. The Reaganites definitely supported that move of getting that green space. And we supported it 100%. We were with Christie and the county council to vote yes. Kevin Madden talked to us about the great issue, and Lindsey Walker was involved in it.
Yeah.
No, we supported that because we knew that down the road that is going to be
a blessing.
A blessing. Instead of having it, all you got to do is look across the river.
Oh, I remember the aerial shots. Somebody flew over there, and on the northern side of the river was all rooftops.
Yeah.
On the southern side of the river was all this green space. And what you got to look at was what would have happened in time to the piece that the county bought had it been just thrown up into the open market. So, and it was very clever the way they did it. I love the way they pulled the deal off. They had a straw man in between, and they really didn't know, the seller really didn't know who they were negotiating with. And the county got a good deal.
Oh,
good deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I also heard the city was looking at that property, too.
Yeah.
And now this worked out for the best for the citizens of York County. And, you know, the other thing, I know this doesn't involve Sharon because she's has the information on school board. But we sat here with my good friend Swain Shepherd and I. That was another issue the Reaganites got involved in. And actually, Reaganites gave money for signs and everything on the Rock Hill School Board District. Right. We thought that was an unfair tax that wasn't very planned out very well. And we were against it, not against the schools getting money, but the non-transparency of writing a check for $300 million and not having it go to certain items for sure, because they could change it.
Well, you know, probably the best example of all this, and I don't know whether the Reaganites were in place then or whether it was a GPS group, but I don't know how many years ago when the county first put up a bond issue that had all kinds of stuff in it for everybody under the sun, and that was defeated big time. It went down, lost by a large, large margin. And then after everybody had cooled off, they decided, we do have some serious needs. You know, we have to do something with the Moss Justice Center. Our family court facilities are terrible, blah, blah, blah. And so they put a whole different committee together, and they made sure that you and your group were involved. Was that the GPS group then?
Yeah, it was the GPS.
Yeah. And you all worked with the with Chet Miller and the others to figure out what made sense and what was doable, what you could support, correct?
Correct.
And then when the thing went to the voters, it was an $89 million bond issue. You were there to support it, and it passed.
Yes, it did. Well, you know, it was funny. It was we, I think that was before Kevin Badden was here, but we went to every of those operations and met with the manager or the whoever was in charge, and we realized how bad the situation was. And that was unique to do that. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you're just, we're negative about tax increases, but we're not. You just got to show us the avenue why to vote yes. And if you can't show us the avenue of voting yes, we're going to be against it. And that was, well, here's a good one. Britt Blackwell and Michael Johnson, during that period, the administration building was thrown into the lump sum. And the deal we made with Britt and Michael Johnson and the rest of the council was, hey, the administration building was supposed to come after, so afterwards, so we would have proof that the county was spending the money correctly.
Right.
And so they went back in the county and had to redo that issue. But it worked out okay.
And they realized, I think, that the county had enough bonding authority on its own to go do the administration building. They didn't have to put that one on the ballot for everybody.
Yes. So,
and thank God they built that building, because what we had for a county administration building was awful. I never had to work in it, but just to go and, you know, you could only have 30 people sit in a meeting. And, I mean, it was just, it was not representative of what your county is any more than the old family court double wide trailers were. What we have out there now is just unbelievable. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. It,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And I've been, whew. You know, the only thing I would say, I wish they had more than 60 seats, because sometimes on a contested issue, it's filled.
Now you're talking about the family court, or you're talking about the administration?
The administration.
Oh, they got more than 60 seats in there. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they put 100 and something in there.
Okay, I'll go count them.
Go count them next time. Make sure they get them all in there, too.
Okay.
Right? All right, so what are you involved with now? We're in the political season, although you wouldn't know it because nobody's paying attention to anything. We actually have a primary coming up here in, what, 3 weeks, four weeks, something like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, all the great plans you had until the virus came in kind of goofed up our plans. And we are still involved in the three races, you know, the two county council races, one with District 1 and District 6, and also with the state senate race. But what we really did was we had a membership vote who you wanted to support.
But now, before you did that, did you sit down with all of these candidates and pick their brains?
We did in the senate race pretty much, and a Tom Adet one. But the filing for Britt Blackwell, two people filed at the last minute, like Joe Cox and Guffey filed at the last minute.
Right.
So all we could do on those races was send out to our membership their website,
right,
Facebook posts for our members to study that.
Okay.
So, but so our memberships voted. You know, we had about 70% of the members that voted for your candidate.
So before you endorse somebody, I mean, what are you looking for? We got to bring you in here, Sharon.
Yeah, bring Sharon on that.
Yeah, this is the part that I really like.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm in Fort Mill. I'm not into the Rock Hill politics.
So what are you looking for? I mean, what kind of commitment do you want from these candidates in order to get your endorsement?
we have a long litany of what conservative means.
Right.
Of course, that certainly is physical conservatism, but also pro-life.
Right.
People, just people that look at things from a constitutional position, not kind of off track there. We look for people, in our case, really, who have been in the party for a while, so they have shown some loyalty, they've shown that they do hold those beliefs,
right,
and been involved, coming to our club meetings and whatever, so we get to know them personally that way, many of them. And it was terribly disappointing that we didn't get to have forums, because I think that's one of the weakest things in this county, is that nobody knows who's running. In Fort Mill, I don't know who's running for the school board. I don't know till their signs go up, and that's too late.
Right.
I need to have had some forums to go to.
Right.
And I wish maybe the radio station could do some forums sometimes and just organize those somewhere. But it's very difficult to know candidates. So I was really looking forward to our having some and being able to advertise that for the general public to come and see them.
Sure.
And of course, this was our first year really to have any significant candidates.
Well, and as you point out, you wouldn't even be able to have a forum now.
We couldn't have done that.
You can't get enough people to sit down.
And the website's nice, but you still don't get to see the personalities.
Nope.
But we had some people who had experience before. You know, Tom Aubette had been on the school board in Fort Mill. Now he's on running for county council. Had Michael Johnson, who'd been school board and county council, who's running for state. So we had a good background with most of the people.
So I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our mid-program break. We'll pick this discussion up as we continue our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical formula is right here in the white letters. Sharon, we're all going to say these white letters together. 1, 2, 3, ready to go? Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke. Those things are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people, I like the food, and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI, brought to you by
Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Paul Indico and Sharon Bynum with us today. They are both members of the Reaganites, which is a conservative political, would you call it a political action committee or just a political organization?
I would say a political organization. All right. You know, we're, you know, got a state PAC, basically.
Right. Okay. But they're all about getting involved with local issues. We've just talked about a couple of them. You know, the recently withdrawn Rock Hill School District 3 bond referendum, which they decided not to do, and I think it was a smart move because I don't think that thing was had legs, not during the they were competing against a virus, and it just wasn't the right time for that. But you were very supportive of the $89 million bond referendum done by the county here a couple of years ago, which has given us the new family court building and the Moss Justice Center expansion and some other stuff. Okay, so the difference then between the Reaganites and the York County Republican organization, I mean, are you a member of the York County Republican Committee?
Yes, I'm a committee member.
All right.
Or president of my precinct.
Okay. But there is a difference in terms when it comes to candidates as far as selecting one that you would like to see be selected, to be the winner.
Win the primary.
Win the primary. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And
yes.
Yeah.
And we cannot do that as Republicans. We can't play one Republican primary candidate against another.
Right.
You're very supportive, but thank you all for running. And a PAC can go in there and say, we're going to pick the best one. We do have some funds, and we were able to give the ones that our whole organization voted on for primary winners.
Okay.
And we're able to give them some funds.
Okay. So now, as you mentioned before we went on the break, you've selected to support three individuals here. Michael Johnson for the State Senate District number 16.
Yes.
Tom Odette for the York County Council District 1, which is the seat Johnson is vacating to run for the state job. And Dr. Britt Blackwell for Council District number 6, which is he's been on York County Council for quite a while. He's a former chairman. He stepped down as a chairman, and now he's been a regular council member, and I don't know, maybe he'll want to be chairman again. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, but when you go about selecting somebody you're going to endorse, in the case of the State Senate District 16 seat, all right, there are multiple Republican candidates running for that slot, correct?
Correct.
All right. Did you all sit down and or do something to try to talk to each one of them before you made a selection?
Well, you know, the selection wasn't made by Sharon and I.
I know. You voted as a group.
Yes. I mean,
Or you leave it up to the individuals to find out about it.
Well, this time we didn't have much of a choice. I met Christine, and I knew Tom Nichols, you know, very well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Michael Neese at all, and I was able to get on his Facebook account or his website, hear about him. But that's why we gave everybody their Facebook accounts and so forth. This has been the oddest election, you know, and
it's been the oddest year.
But you know, I'll say this as a comment: is if the incumbent probably has the biggest chance of winning because of name recognition,
sure,
versus you know somebody else that doesn't have name recognition. But you know, going back, you know, when I was in the Republican Party, when somebody in the downtown crowd was going to run against Britt Blackwell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the Republican Party meeting. They were kind of asking him questions. And he gave $50,000 to John Spratt's campaign over the years. And he wanted to run for the county council. And I said, well, you're not even a Republican. Well, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. You gave $50,000 to Spratt. To me, that's when we decided that we had to do something different. That's why GPS conservatives and also the Reaganites followed them, is we just can't afford somebody to come off the street and run as a Republican. We got to vet these people out and find out if they're really conservative. And, you know, my favorite statement is, you know, it's by John Erickson. You could sit there and do nothing, and the opposition will change the way our lives will be. So to do nothing is a crime, and that's why Sharon is involved, and we have over 95 members to this date. And we're only, you know, our two-year anniversary is, what, this July.
So you're 95 members. Are they all from basically York County?
Yes, basically York County. I think we might have one from Lancaster, but basically York County members.
Yeah. Do you all get together periodically?
We try to get together every 6 weeks.
All right.
Our board gets together a little bit more often, but during this virus,
We had some interesting speakers when we could. Back in, was it in February, we had Molly Spearman
come
and talk to us. We had a lunch.
Our state superintendent,
And we've had the county council members speak to us, the state legislators speak. We also had probably our best meeting we ever had was our fundraiser, I think I invited you to, was C.L. Bryant from Freedom Works. He lit up the room that night about talking about individual freedoms and how the government has been taking our freedoms away step by step by step. And you can see that now with the virus, what Congress wants to do.
Well, you know, you say you don't get involved with the national issues, but I don't know how you can escape the fact that one of the pieces of legislation that they're talking about down there now, I don't know what it's called. It's the one Nancy Pelosi wants to spend another $3 trillion. And it was interesting to listen to one of the commentators about all the specifics that are buried inside of that bill, stuff that have nothing to do with getting America back up on its feet.
Immigration.
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No. Money to Planned Parenthood. Money
change
to
election laws.
Yeah, it's awful.
But, the biggest concern that another commentator made, and I think they were absolutely right, is if there's a swing in this election in 2020, and if the progressives or the liberals, whatever you want to call them, get control of the three houses, America as we've known it could change radically. We could become like a European nation.
Yeah, it would be over.
And I don't understand, if people just look at what's happened in other countries that have tried the socialism route, it just doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
And if you talk to the normal Reaganites, you know the Walkers and the David Plexicos, they give money to candidates. I personally give money to certain individual candidates, nationwide. But a lot of us do give and help nationwide, even though we're local. And poor Ralph Norman sitting up there,
lone voice.
Yeah, like a lone soldier. And I'm happy he's in the Freedom Caucus. It's a very important caucus. And we support all the members in it.
But it's like I've always heard about joining a party. If you really want to have some power in a party and in politics, you join the very basic organization, which is at district,
grassroots level,
precinct meetings that come every couple of years, and get involved in that. That puts you in a place where you're beginning to know the candidates, and you can go out and work for them, boots on the ground. That's the name of the game.
Yeah. Well, Paul, I want to thank you. Sharon, thank you for being with us today on our Straight Talk program. Very interested about the Reaganites. Do you have a website that people can go to? Very quickly.
Not at the moment. But
all right. You will, and you'll let us know, I'm sure.
Yes, we will.
It's not the last you've heard from Paul Endicott, I can tell you that.
Yes.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Jerry Wood across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Okay, we're going to try this one more time, Sharon. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week right here at Substation 2. How do they do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
South Carolina's most honored radio station, News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill, W261 CY Rock Hill, the voice of York County,
an OTS media station. A dire warning from a federal scientist. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Not just any scientist, one who was reassigned during the pandemic, leading to a whistleblower complaint against the Trump administration.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history. First and foremost, we need to be truthful with the American people. Americans deserve